about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a quote-unquote healthy newborn baby. The baby actually survived after being found to have been flushed down a toilet in China. Baby survived. Phenomenal work done by the doctors. Very proud of them. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how, as a Stockton Burger King was getting robbed, apparently one of the other co-workers grabbed the getaway car, drove it to a location such that the robbers couldn't jump into their getaway car and leave. Pretty smart, pretty gutsy. We have the 10 worst healthy foods in America. Which foods you think are healthy when you buy them? And Fox News has reported this is probably the 10 worst that you think is actually healthy. And we've talked about that. Some of the foods, they act like they're fish, but when you look at everything they're seasoned with, the calories could go up. Always kind of interesting to look at. They say kids are being poisoned by medical marijuana. Kids actually poisoned unintentionally by eating the cookies and the brownies. We're going to talk about that and the health consequences. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So they say North Dakota, all right, appears to have some of the most bars within their cities, even beating out Montana. Now, I had no idea that there is a survey out looking at the quote-unquote booziest places in America. Apparently, the census has revealed the states that have the highest concentration of bars. Now, to me, North Dakota, Montana, the northern United States, exquisite. All right? I mean, the hunting and the camping and the Old Faithful and all sorts of stuff up there, absolutely exquisite. But they say there's one bar for every 1,621 North Dakotans. All right? I guess according to the census data gathered in 2011, there were 422 bars in North Dakota. With a population under 700,000, then it means North Dakota has highest, I guess, number of bars per people. Although you would think California or New York would have a lot. All right? Let me see who else is up on the list there. Montana comes in next, a population of 998,000 people, 600 bars. Wisconsin has 5.7 million people, 3,000 bars. South Dakota, 824,000 people, 365 bars. Nebraska, 1.8 million people, 594 bars. Notice how Nevada's not up there, right? I mean, this is Nevada. We have casinos. Maybe it's because a casino counts as one bar. I'm wondering. I mean, you know, because, you know, when you play blackjack or when you play slots, you somebody comes around, they serve you drinks. You know what? I don't know. Because remember, a lot of restaurants, too, serve alcohol. So I don't know if that, unless you need a bar license. I would guess if you need a liquor license, it's called a bar. And there's bars within the casino. But I'm just happy to see Nevada isn't in the top five. Bottom five was Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, New Hampshire, and Virginia. Get this, in New Hampshire, there's 1.3 million people. There are only 38 bars. Is that crazy? In New Hampshire, 38 bars. That's it. You could probably list them all by heart if you live there. Crazy stuff. So why is that? You know, why would there be more bars per... You know, how I look at it is like for example, in Alaska, you know, I think a lot of people that do outdoorsy stuff, all right, when they want to go to relax, they go to the nearby tavern. I mean, I would be shocked if Europe had even more bars per capita than we do. right? As opposed to, you know, like, you know, California. California apparently not as full of bars as other states. I think it even beat out Nevada. That makes sense to me. But remember, you know, with California, you got a lot of, you know, the restaurants, you have a lot of the shops, you have a lot of the boutiques, etc. You know, for there to be a bar, it would probably have to be within a restaurant as opposed to, you know, just an outright bar. Clubbing? Yeah, clubs should count. So, I don't know. Interesting study on that. I don't really know how I want to conclude with this. That was a list of where people drink. I get asked a lot about Alaska and the suicide rate. Why does Alaska have one of the highest suicide rates? And we do relate that to drinking. All right, there is a lot of alcohol abuse up in Alaska. There was actually a recent killing in Alaska over the weekend, unfortunately. And with alcohol comes depression. And with alcohol comes a very depressed outlook a lot of times on what's around you. And unfortunately, many people that are depressed, they drink. And it's a very worrisome combination. One of you asked that when your doctor gave you an antidepressant, they told you not to drink. Was it because they were afraid of the alcohol and the medication, or were they afraid that you drinking would cause more depression? And my answer to that is both. When I tell people not to drink, one is I can't guarantee that there won't be an issue with the medication. Okay, we have no idea what will interact with what. So usually we don't want you drinking with the antidepressants. Oh, excuse me. I don't know why I'm yawning. I know I'm probably putting you to sleep, but I shouldn't be putting myself to sleep. And then when it comes to just depression in general, alcohol is very sedating. Pain pills can also cause depression. Many of you on pain medication, are you depressed because of the pain? Or is the pain medicine causing you to be depressed and irritable as it starts to wear off? Both are true. So anybody with any history of depression or taking medications for it, we always say to stay away from the alcohol. Now, for those of you that drink, we can't tell you to quit abruptly. I don't want you going into a withdrawal seizure. So you need to be weaned off. But it's still a pretty deadly combination. All right, when we come back, what are you eating that you think is healthy that actually is full of calories? Don't go away, as well as your questions, 1-877-DOCTALLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And when you guys are on Facebook, go to our Facebook page at Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you over the weekend had left questions, a lot of emails, a lot of calls. We're going to try to answer all your questions while we get to medical news today. So why don't we hit some of them right now? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, hi. My name's Ed. I've got these like black and blue marks I've been developing on my arm, almost like a 80, 90-year-old person. I served in the Marine Corps, and we were notified that we might have all been poisoned at Camp Lejeune. I've ran into several other Marines that are getting these same marks. We can't find any doctor to tell us exactly what they are. Just a simple scratch, you can see the blood rise right up to the skin. Now, I did have ITP, which was told to me by the doctor that it was chemically induced 27 years ago, and that would put it right around the time I got out of the Marine Corps.
Well, first, thank you for your service, and I'm glad you left your call. I wish I could talk to you live. I want to get a little bit more information You know, with ITP, that and oh, so we'll quickly talk about easy bruising also. ITP, he had mentioned ITP, that where your platelets, your clotting factors kind of get eaten up. It's called idiopathic thrombocytopenia, or thrombocytopenia, where you basically lose your platelets, your clotting factors, so you start to bleed internally. It could be pretty scary stuff. You could almost die. I've talked about that on my show, how one of my family members was just brushing his teeth one day, and the gums were bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. It stopped. Then he goes to work, and his nose just starts to bleed. Blood starts coming out of his nose. He basically started bleeding from the inside out, ITP. And you end up... your body ends up fighting your platelets, and then you don't have clotting factors, and you end up just internally bleeding. Because a lot of things that happen in your body could sometimes be traumatic enough where you could just start bleeding on your own. It's a very scary disease. And ITP can be caused by medications. It can be caused by chemicals, etc. Our Marines out there, and again, God bless you guys, and thank you for everything you do, and everybody in the military and first responders. When you have easy bruising, the first thing I think about, any of us, whenever we have easy bruising, is, of course, trauma. Okay, are you sure you weren't doing something the other day that might have caused you to bruise? Okay, because sometimes I'll wake up with the biggest, nastiest bruise on my leg. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have ITP. I need to run to the hospital and get platelets. And then I remember, wait a second, I banged against a coffee table yesterday. I didn't think it bothered me much, you know, because you won't bruise right away, and then the next day you have this big, huge bruise. So, you know, sometimes you need to think about it, but for most of us, we'll just start bruising easily. Now, that could be age. Our skin thins, and skin is protective. So as your skin thins, if somebody grabs your arm going, hey, turn around, I want to give you a hug, that grab could sometimes cause you to bruise. Also, the blood vessels start to thin with age. But like he had described, he said it was like an old person, and he doesn't sound old. So if you're not in your 70s or 80s, all right, should you still easily bruise? Well, some of us can. I noticed some of us women hormonally will have some times of the month where we bruise easier than others. I'm not sure why, but just sometimes I think things may be more sensitive. So somebody could grab me and hug me and no bruising at all, and then on other times of the month, I bruise from that. You're like, what the heck is going on? Same thing with hickeys. Okay, you remember your girlfriend could sometimes get hickeys and sometimes they wouldn't, and you would be like, I don't understand this. Okay, I'd get a hickey and I wouldn't understand why I bruised that day, but I didn't bruise other days. Okay, and it just didn't kind of make sense in terms of the force used on the neck hickey. So, your body will not be always constant, you know. Now, when I do have somebody that comes in with easy bruising, I immediately run a blood count immediately to check their platelets to make sure they can clot. Because if I think you're starting to lose your platelets or you're starting to lose your clotting factors, again, that could be serious and deadly like we just discussed. So I'll usually get somebody something called a CBC, which is your complete blood count that has your platelets. Some of these blood counts now aren't including platelets or differential. No. Get the platelets, get the differential. It's very important for us doctors. I'll also get something called a prothrombin time and a PT, PTT, INR. Those will also tell me if you have easy bleeding. Medications could do this. Many of you take aspirin. You'll take an aspirin a day. After a few months, you notice you bruise easier. It could be the aspirin. Some of you take Plavix. Some of you take Coumadin or Warfarin. Those could also make you bleed. Now, what about a chemical? He's a Marine. He said he and many of his colleagues were told that, comrades were told that they were exposed to a chemical. Absolutely. There are chemicals that could hurt your liver. If they could hurt your liver and hurt your kidneys, it could also hurt your ability to clot. So, and the weakness of the blood vessels. So certain chemicals can do that. I don't have a huge list for you right now. I wouldn't know what list these Marines could have been possibly exposed to. But my recommendation is for any of you that have served in the military, and again, thank you for your service, and you think you have something a little bit strange, all right, whether you know the chemical or not, you still go and get checked. Explain to your doctor that a chemical might have done something. You know, even if we don't know the name, and even if we never know what could have done that to you, we could still treat you symptomatically. You know, a lot of people will not get treated because they'll say, I don't know what happened to me. And if I don't know what happened to me, how is the doctor going to figure it out? Sometimes for us, it won't matter. If we think you're losing your clotting factors, or we think you're at risk for easy bleeding, that's going to help us with future management, especially with heart attacks, etc. And there's a lot of tests we could do. All right, you know, some of you that do have ITP or do have an abnormal clotting cascade, whether it was from chemical or genetics, we could still run the test. So just don't not get checked out. But very good question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's look at these foods that are, according to Fox News, they've come up with a list, kind of cute article, on the 10 worst, quote-unquote, healthy foods in America. Now, the reason why I like reading these lists to you, or I like that book, Eat This, Not That, is because I think a lot of us are fooled. We'll go to a restaurant, we'll get the yummiest fish we could find, think we could eat a lot of it, plus throw down some dessert because it was fish, and then you come to find out there were a lot of calories. So, for example, the 10th on the list, and this was, I guess, according to a Cornell University, they say the Quiznos large veggie sub on wheat. So you would think wheat bread, you would think veggies. According to this study, it came up to 1,000 calories, 17 grams of saturated fat, 2,300 milligrams of sodium. That's worse than a double bacon cheeseburger, depending on where you get the cheeseburger from. Now, I would rather you eat the vegetables. I'd rather you eat the wheat bun. But, wow, that was a lot of calories. Now, they say to eat this instead, a small turkey ranch and Swiss on wheat, that only had 395 calories. The worst healthy chicken salad sandwich was Boston Market's whole all-white rotisserie chicken salad sandwich. And see, that would have been right up my alley. I would have been like, chicken salad if it was all white meat, because I like dark meat. All white meat, that's healthy. Nope, still 1,000 calories. 1,000 calories, 10 grams saturated fat, 1,700 milligrams of sodium. I guess, the chicken salad has the mayo. It has the oil, and that probably is what's adding up the calories. They said if you take the half rotisserie chicken carver, that's 380 calories. Be careful of your chicken salads and your tuna salads. The worst health smoothie was the Smoothie King Cranberry Supreme at 1,100 calories. They say try to do the Blueberry Haven. That's 325 calories. The worst healthy appetizer was Red Lobster's artichoke and seafood dip. At Red Lobster's lobster artichoke seafood dip, 1,200 calories, because apparently there's some cheese in there and it's creamy, and that's enough to up the calories. They say if you ate the crab cakes, the pan-seared crab cakes, that'd be down at 280 calories. A sixth. Could you believe it? What about at Fridays? TGI Fridays, Captain Morgan Caribbean chicken sandwich with sweet potato fries. Oh, that sounds delicious. That healthy chicken sandwich is up to 1,250 calories. They say do the Jack Daniel's chicken with broccoli and fruit cup. You'll knock it, the calories in half. The worst healthy burger was the Ruby Tuesday avocado turkey burger with fries. Can you believe that? 1,300 calories for an avocado turkey burger. They said instead eat top sirloin with roasted spaghetti squash. Worst salad, healthy salad, California Pizza Kitchen Waldorf chicken salad, 1,300 calories. Seafood entree, Cheesecake Factory herb crusted filet of salmon, 1,400 calories. Grilled entree, Applebee's sizzling steak fajitas, 1,400 calories. And the worst healthy pasta dish, Ruby Tuesday's chicken and broccoli pasta at 1,500 calories. Watch what you eat. Make sure you know what's going into the cream.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Survivalists, for you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo, coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals, listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers and the survival mom Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. preparetoendure.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. The Supreme Court justices have declined to hear the Planned Parenthood funding case. I'm not sure if you guys have been following this. Apparently, there was a case filed with the appeals court at Indiana. When apparently in Indiana they wanted to stop funding from going to Planned Parenthood, Medicaid funds given to them to go to Planned Parenthood. And the under Indiana's law, they said no group that provides abortions could receive government funding from other services. Under existing federal and state law, no government fundings are supposed to be used to directly fund abortions. All right. But from what we understand, the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago ruled in October that Indiana had broad authority to exclude unqualified providers from its Medicaid program for the poor, but cannot deny funding to a class of providers for an unrelated reason, which I guess in this instance was because Planned Parenthood clinics perform abortions. So I guess what happened is Attorney General Greg Zoeller, a Republican, tried to get the Supreme Court involved, right, to take a look, and Supreme Court decided they don't even want to hear the case. So the appeals court ruling will be in place such that Planned Parenthood would still be able to, I know it kind of seems confusing, but they would still be able to get funding. Now, from what we understand, Planned Parenthood is the largest group that provides abortions. They say it conducts one quarter of the abortions performed in the United States. And the Supreme Court does not want to get involved. I'm not too shocked that they don't want to get involved, but I'm not really sure what people do if they don't want their tax dollars going to abortion. I understand Planned Parenthood provides many services for women, but if they don't have that sort, then they won't do a separation. I mean, it'd be great. Could Planned Parenthood separate the abortion part from the female health parts, the female gynecological exams and birth control, et cetera? It's not for free. I mean, these women still have to pay. But, you know, I think Planned Parenthood would get a lot more support. But because funding could go to abortions, and many of us don't want our tax dollars going there, would rather our tax dollars going to just the gynecological aspect of it, it puts, I think, a lot of voters in a quandary. But the Supreme Court did not want to listen to this, so this is a win for Planned Parenthood. We also talked in the first hour about the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin case, where a judge has denied delay of George Zimmerman's June 10th murder trial. They also have denied the defense from using Trayvon Martin's prior drug use and prior history of fighting to be allowed in the opening remarks or within their defense, which kind of castrates the defense in terms of how are they supposed to prove that this was a self-defense course or a self-defense case if George Zimmerman can't if George Zimmerman can't plead he was undergoing self-defense because the person accosting him was being violent. And so we discuss about marijuana. Does marijuana cause violence? Where they go from here? That was discussed in the first hour. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, this is Glenn. Of course, I drive a truck. I've been having real bad leg pain. It started about, I guess, a week ago. It seems to come on more when I'm sitting down or laying down, and if I get up and walk around, I find some relief. I'm just curious about what causes that and, you know, what's the diagnosis.
Well, you know, leg pain, I wish you were on air now because there's a few questions I'd want to ask you, but leg pain, whenever I hear of a person that has leg pain, I always want to know if they smoke, all right? If you smoke, I get worried about claudication, which is where your arteries are clogged up with plaques that we usually see in smokers such that you're not getting blood flow. So your doctor will probably check the pulses, make sure you have blood flow. He could also order something called ABIs, ankle brachial indices, to look at blood pressure changes in the feet versus the arms. You could also have an ultrasound that'll look at blood flow to make sure that your feet are getting blood flow. So when I first hear about leg pain, I always worry about blood flow. Then the next I look at is nerves. All right, if the nerves leading to the legs are getting pinched or you have some sort of sciatica issues stemming from the back, that could be extremely painful. And so, if your blood flow is good, then I would probably look at your low back. Maybe get an x-ray, maybe get an MRI. There's also some nerve conduction tests. Now, leg pain can also be caused by medications. So cholesterol medication, like the statin medications, those could also cause leg pain. When somebody says they have pain both at rest and when they move, I would probably be looking more at the nerves and looking at the circulation and looking at the medications. That'd probably be the best place to start. Some of you, if you have low potassium or your calcium levels are off, that could also cause pain as well. Sometimes many of you sit inappropriately and you do this to yourself. You know, the reason why I love chiropractors is because they spend more time than us medical doctors, a lot of times teaching and working with you on the back. And understandably so, us doctors are trying to talk to you about your diabetes, we're trying to talk to you about your high blood pressure, trying to talk to you about your knee pain, your hip pain, etc. But as the chiropractors treat you for their back, many of them will actually teach you what you should be sleeping on in terms of a mattress. Should you be putting a pillow in between your legs when you sleep? How you should be sitting, getting rid of that wallet in your back pocket that forces you to sit funny in your truck. So I think good back health is something that's really underestimated and undereducated. And with this, I I'd like to ask more questions, but my recommendation is get the blood flow checked, get the nerves looked at, and get your salts looked at as well. All right, great question. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So marijuana, they say more and more kids are getting poisoned by marijuana because according to this one study in Colorado, they found half the cases of kids becoming sick had eaten the marijuana-laced cookies, brownies, soda, or candy. Apparently, they're getting the marijuana from their grandparents' stash. They say we're seeing increases in exposure to marijuana in young pediatric patients, and they have more severe symptoms than we typically associate with marijuana. The only thing is many of us are not trained in marijuana poisoning with kids. So when you have a kid who is having some balance issues, if they're seeming confused, if they're seeming paranoid, anxious, the doctor may start running blood tests. They may put him in a CAT scan, MRI, etc. And if the parents have no idea that marijuana could be on board, then the doctor may not look for it. What I urge all doctors to do, and I know Obamacare may not pay for this, is I would drug screen anybody that comes in confused, even the kids. Because the tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the THC, all right, these appear to be in higher than normal concentrations in medical marijuana. So these kids could be getting higher doses. Now, I don't think I've ever seen anybody, per se, die from marijuana particularly. But then again, I haven't seen children. I did my ER back in the 90s. Medical marijuana was not that popular back then. All right. They said, according to this one study, a few of them had to be admitted to the intensive care unit. That's some pretty significant stuff, which means there is the potential that somebody could die from ingesting marijuana at high doses. They could. All right? You know, not to mention if any of these teenagers get behind a wheel, start playing with dad's gun, who knows? So, you know, if you do have medical marijuana or have marijuana in your house, you need to show as much protection of that as you do with your gun. All right? The kid, and just because you could have some pot and it's no big deal, same thing with alcohol. Parents will say, of course I'll let my kids have some beer. You know, it's only a little bit of alcohol. Yes, we've been giving kids alcohol even as medical treatments for centuries. Giving them a little bit of alcohol, that's, you know, but I would not mess with it. Okay, there's really no game that I see with the kids getting the pot. All right, guys, don't go away. More of your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook. I want to talk about this Caitlin Hunt case, where apparently the world thinks that she's an absolute heroine, because she is an 18-year-old girl who is up on felony charges for having a relationship with a 14-year-old minor. And she has rejected a plea deal. And from what I understand, the Flee Caitlin movement has made the parents of the 14-year-old girls look like bigots because they say that they're attacking her because she's lesbian, versus if it was a straight 18-year-old boy touching their girl's genitals. And I'm kind of looking at this as, how is this girl a hero? And I'm kind of confused by this whole case. Have you guys been listening to this? Apparently, Caitlin Hunt is an 18-year-old Florida high school student. She's been charged with two felony counts of lewd and lascivious behavior on a child 12 to 16 years of age. Now, she had rejected a plea deal before the holiday that would have labeled her a sex offender and placed her under house arrest for 2 years. She's a former cheerleader, basketball player at Sebastian High School, and she had been arrested for having a consensual same-sex relationship with a 14-year-old basketball teammate. The arrest came after the parents of Hunt's girlfriend called police to report the crime. Now, what has happened in the meantime is the parents of this 14-year-old girl have been slandered all across the media as appearing to be bigoted against lesbians. And if this case was a 18-year-old man, they probably would not have called the police. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know. And from what I understand, she is being, I guess, the 18-year-old being put up on a pedestal and being appeared to be a complete, I guess, hero in this case. And this Free Caitlin movement has gotten to the point where I think it's kind of ridiculous. Okay, I mean, even my homosexual family and friends think it's not appropriate for somebody with that wide an age group to touch somebody, whether they're straight or homosexual. So why has she become a hero in the homosexual community or in any community? I don't get this. I mean, I have two sons, but if I had a daughter who was only 14 years of age, anybody having sex with her, anybody, whether they're 15, 16, 17, 13, 18, 22, or 40, I would probably have a problem with. And if you're 18 years old, whether you're a boy or a girl, if I found out you were touching my child's genitals, I would be calling the police, consensual or not. And I don't understand why. I don't understand why there's all this outpour. I mean, if I was a guy, I would be pretty upset about this. Because if you're an 18-year-old boy that gets caught in a relationship with a 14-year-old, you're going down. But because she's a girl, she should be getting off easy. And because the police have arrested her, then they're at fault and this is a homophobic issue. I don't understand this. You're not supposed to, if you're an adult, even if you're a kid, touch another one's genitals, period. I don't care about the whole consenting issue. I don't understand what kids are doing anyway. I don't think kids really understand what sex is or have the sexual maturity. But this girl was 4 years younger than Miss Hunt. Okay? Miss Hunt has no business. No, and of course, you know, the defense loves the idea that she's getting all this backing and all this love and support from America. But I mean, you know, it's actually, she's actually putting a bunch of people in a wrong light. Okay? I mean, one is it actually puts us women in a wrong light because it means we have the ability to garner support if we commit any sort of sexual abuse, whereas a man will get fried for it. Okay? No, I think we all need to be treated equally when it comes to this. Just because she's a girl doesn't mean she should get off. And then her trying to throw the homosexual card, that insults homosexuals. I think many homosexuals would agree that if you are going to engage in a relationship, you have to show the proper maturity and you have to do it with the right age group. But unfortunately, this thing has, you know, gone beyond control. I'm just really confused why we as a society now are teaching our students and our kids that you could have sex with a 14-year-old as long as it's gay sex and not straight sex. If she gets any sentence less than an 18-year-old boy would, that is unfair. It's unfair to our boys. It's unfair to everybody. It's also unfair to the homosexual population who are going to be, you know, possibly targeted by this. No. Okay? This is a girl. It didn't matter if she was heterosexual or homosexual. She wanted to engage in a relationship with a 14-year-old. That's a no-no. You can't blame her for being gay. You can't blame her for being straight. Straight or gay, you do not touch a 14-year-old's genitals, period. Okay? But now teen sex is the big thing. And you're supposed to allow it. If not, you're considered a bigot. I don't get that. I think anybody with the right mind, straight or gay, agree that children should not be engaging in sexual activity with adults. Period. Somebody could say, yeah, but Caitlin maybe was 17 when she fell in love, and then she was 18. There's laws. And if you don't understand the laws, you surely don't understand sex. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got another call on the line. This is regards to drugs or medications for drivers. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Good morning, Dr. D. Trucker Ken here, rolling through Ohio. We're talking about banned medications and allowed medications for trucking. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, all they have to do is Google FMCSA medications, and there's a link there for banned medications, allowed medications, and restricted medications. And it'll let you know what you can use, what you can't use, and which ones have restrictions to it.
Okay, no, that's good. I Googled the FMCSA and medicines. For some reason, it said site not allowed. But then I went to the main Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. It has everything. It even talks about physical qualifications, epilepsy and seizure disorders, medical examination reports, certified medical examiners. There's a national registry of them. This is a very helpful site. I really appreciate it. So to recap, before the holiday, we were talking about what drives could disqualify truckers from driving or people having a commercial driver's license, because I think one of you, your doctor had put you, if I remember correctly, on Atenolol and told you to take the medication at night because it makes you tired. And that blood pressure medication, since it makes you tired, would that prevent you from having your CDL? And from what I understood, it wouldn't. But thank you very much. So I guess the FMCSA website, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, makes sense. That should hopefully have a list. There it is, medications and commercial driving. Okay, no, I don't want to get feedback. Hold on, it wants feedback. Darn, I still don't see the list yet, but I'm sure one of you will find it. All right, guys, we're on for another hour. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down in a little white church. Hang me down.
Take me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down. Take me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Take me down in a little white church.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.